Zelensky declares impossible for Ukraine to give up territory to Russia, doubles down on ceasefire demand. By Kurt Zindelka on August 17, 2025. Ukrainian President Zelensky said on Sunday that it would be impossible for Kyiv to cede territory to Russia and reiterated his call for an immediate ceasefire. Speaking from the European Commission headquarters in Brussels ahead of his planned sit-down with President Donald Trump in the United States on Monday, Zelensky appeared set to maintain his maximalist position towards the war with Russia, and seemingly shoot down officially recognizing Moscow's territorial gains in exchange for a peace agreement. Putin has many demands, but we do not know all of them. And if there are really as many as we heard, then it will take time to go through them all. It's impossible to do this under the pressure of weapons. So, it's necessary to cease fire and work quickly on a final deal, the Ukrainian president said. This contrasts with President Trump's position after his bilateral talks with Vladimir Putin in Alaska on Friday, after which Trump said that the best way to end the conflict would be to enter into direct peace talks rather than seeking a preliminary ceasefire. Apparently responding to reports that Putin demanded that Ukraine cede the entirety of the Donbas region, approximately three-quarters of which is already under Russian control, Zelensky noted that Putin has been unable to take over the region entirely for over 12 years and suggested that Ukraine does not intend to retreat from Donetsk. The constitution of Ukraine makes it impossible to give up territory or trade land, Zelensky said. However, despite the seemingly definitive declaration, the Ukrainian leader appeared to leave some wiggle room, saying that because the territorial issue is so important, it should be discussed only by the leaders of Ukraine and Russia at a trilateral meeting with the United States. So far, Russia gives no sign that a trilateral will happen, and if Russia refuses, then new sanctions must follow, he said. European allies have also pressed for trilateral talks, with German Chancellor Friedrich Merz even suggesting on Saturday that a meeting between President Trump, Zelensky and Putin could be held in Europe, despite the standing International Criminal Court, ICC, arrest warrant against the Russian leader. Chancellor Merz is among the European leaders who said on Sunday that they intend to join Zelensky on his trip to Washington for talks with President Trump, perhaps out of concern of a potential rerun of the disastrous Oval Office meeting in February when Trump ejected Zelensky from the White House after a public confrontation. Other leaders who will join the delegation will include British Prime Minister Starmer, French President Macron, Italian Prime Minister Meloni, Finnish President Stubb, NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte, and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen. Appearing alongside Zelensky in Brussels on Sunday, Commission Chief von der Leyen reiterated the European stance that international borders cannot be changed by force. However, she also seemingly left the door open on territorial issues, saying, "These are decisions to be made by Ukraine and Ukraine alone. And these decisions cannot be taken without Ukraine at the table." The EU president praised President Trump's reported security guarantees and said that the so-called coalition of willing European allies is also prepared to do its share in providing security to Ukraine. "Ukraine must become a steel porcupine, undigestible for potential invaders," she said. Separately, President Trump's special envoy, Steve Witkoff, said on Sunday that Moscow has expressed willingness to make some concessions on the currently occupied territories of Ukraine. However, he did not elaborate on the parameters of Putin's position. Follow Kurt Zindelka on X, follow @KurtZindelka or email to Zindelka@Breitbart.com.